the Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 12th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. The Supreme Court Tuesday extended Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's administrative stay of lower court order that the Trump administration immediately complete payment of full SNAP benefits for November. That from ABC News. They report the decision over the noted sole objection of Justice Jackson herself preserves a status quo as Congress appears on the cusp of ending the record-breaking government shutdown and fully funding SNAP through the fiscal year. Meantime, voting rights groups are hailing a judge's order that overrules the Utah legislature's choice of voting districts, choosing instead a map that doesn't gerrymander the state into four safe Republican seats.
In a case pending since 2021, State District Court Judge Diana Gibson ruled the map approved by lawmakers did not align with Utah's natural political geography and electoral conditions. Utah League of Women Voters President Catherine Beal calls it a win for Utah voters.
Made a difference for the voters. It just gives every single voter a voice, and it sends a message to the legislature that they have to represent their constituents, not just the ones they choose. Every single one of them.
The judge's order comes right on a deadline so the new map can be used in 2026 midterm elections. Legislative leaders have vowed to appeal the ruling, but any outcome may not apply until the 2028 elections. Democrats have not won a U.S. House seat in Utah since 2018. Some state Republican legislators are vowing to impeach Judge Gibson after the ruling, and several threats against the judge on social media have been reported since the ruling was announced. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Richardson. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Next, November marks Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Indiana researchers are making breakthroughs that could change how doctors understand and treat the disease.
At the Indiana University School of Medicine, Dr. Jason Meyer says his team is developing brain models grown from stem cells to study how Alzheimer's damages neurons.
We can now, really for the first time over the past few years, get a better understanding of how exactly Alzheimer's disease is affecting brain tissue in a really tightly controlled experimental condition.
Meyer says these models could help scientists identify what triggers Alzheimer's and test new drugs faster. But he adds, while the work offers hope, progress takes time and collaboration. Federal funding and private research continue to drive advances in treatment and patient care. Meyer says the burden also extends beyond the lab.
Nearly about 7 million Americans that are living with Alzheimer's disease today, but really, in many respects, that underestimates the number of people that are affected by the disease. So not necessarily have the disease.
I'm Joe Ullery, Indiana News Service.
This is Public News Service. The Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance needs volunteers for its annual Turnip for Hunger event. It happens on Saturday, November the 22nd.
Volunteers will harvest turnips grown by the Alliance at Heifer Ranch in Perryville. The Alliance's Alex Hendrickson says with disruptions to SNAP benefits and other federal cuts, this year's crop is more important than ever.
Pantries have seen more and more use and more of their neighbors needing to have that help. So Turnip for Hunger is a great way to directly help those in your communities that aren't necessarily able to fill out the table for Thanksgiving.
The turnip green will be given to the Arkansas Food Bank for distribution to pantries and other agencies across the state. Volunteers can register online on the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance website. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
And a new report finds Florida's justice system is failing women at nearly every turn, from when they are victims of crime to when they become defendants.
Researchers say the system often overlooked the trauma and abuse that can lead women to commit crimes. Sarah Anderson with the R Street Institute, who co-authored the report, says the issue is critical for Florida, which has one of the highest populations of incarcerated women in the country.
The justice system really fails women at both ends, because women quite often meet the system first as a victim of crime and then later as defendants themselves. Their trauma, abuse, economic hardship, and the unique sort of pathways that women take into the criminal justice system that differ from men's are rarely considered in courtrooms.
The report notes that without policies to consider trauma, women who commit crimes under coercion, such as sex trafficking victims forced into prostitution or fraud, face harsh mandatory sentences. Some critics warn that reforms based on trauma could risk undermining accountability for criminal acts. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Finally, two Oregon nonprofits have announced they intend to sue Pacific Bioproducts, alleging over 3 years of repeated pollution violations at its Warrenton location.
The facility is owned by Pacific Seafood and produces fish meal, shellfish, and fish oils used in pet food, livestock feed, and aquaculture. George Kimbrell is with the Center for Food Safety, one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit. He says the company's own data shows chlorine discharges reaching over 7,300 times the daily limit as recently as August.
Because the fish are kept in a very confined, unnatural way, they require lots of pesticides, fungicides, and other toxins to keep the fish free of disease in the facility.
This will be the second lawsuit this year against Pacific Seafood following a July lawsuit by the Center for Food Safety and others over Clean Water Act violations at its rainbow trout, marketed as steelhead facilities on the Eastern Columbia River. That lawsuit is still in its early stages, and the latest suit will be filed in December. I'm Isabel Charlet.
This is Public News Service.